KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. Before we go into the roll call, folks, Patrick, KO4HKX, was supposed to call the net tonight, but he asked me if I would fill in for him. He's got to attend a wedding, so that's the reason you're getting to hear me tonight. So if anybody objects, I apologize. First off, I'd like to recognize the people that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater. We'll go through those, and then we'll go over to the echo link. I'd like to say good evening to KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard. KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally, that's his sweet little bride. And KA4ACL, that's their daughter Ashley. And Richard brings along K3DOV, which is the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. And they are all in Simpsonville. And KM4JWP, that's Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's in Prosperity. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda, they're in Piedmont. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, Miss Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack over in Greenville. We have N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony in Asheville. And KG4LSL, that's Mr. Jimmy in Anderson. And KW4TS, Mr. Jim over in Pelzer. And KO4WWZ, Mr. Chandler over here in Easley. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy in Taylor's. And KO4RAX, that's Mr. Jim, he's in Dacusville. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry in Anderson. And KO4RMM, that's Mr. Kurt, and he's over in Greenville. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater. I appreciate y'all being with us tonight, taking the time to check in. Now we'll go over to the EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Hotel, Tango, Papa, KN4HTP. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB. Please mark us both in and out. Thank you for calling the net tonight.
Oh, please, Tina, keep the broken from the Macula California area down.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4RJN, Mr. John, up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Hope you're doing well. And KHTP, that's Ms. Wendy, and she brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB. They're down in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K2RCL, that's Mr. Russell. And Russell, I don't know where, I did not get your location. Would you give me your location again?
KI4DOS, this is Russell, K2RCL, and I'll be checking in from Temecula, California tonight.
All righty, Russell, Temecula, California. I appreciate you taking the time to be checking in with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net over here in South Carolina. Good long-distance contact. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us on Echo Link. I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. That's Anna. And KO4NUE, that's Chad in Campobello. Gary, we'll be in and out tonight, but we'll be listening. Thank you for calling the net.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening. The KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, and his sweet bride, 4RYP, Miss Anna. He checked them in reverse, but that's all right. I got them both in there. Appreciate y'all being with them, Miss Anna. We said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Also, like Bride Joy, K3JOY, and she's in the other room. I think she's watching some TV or reading a book or something, or both. I don't know. But we got Joy in the love. So we'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. It's good to hear you on a Sunday night, Nat. Please check in for Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4DOS. And Gary, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick. He's down in Piedmont. And Rick brings along his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont tonight. Now, Rick, I don't get to talk to you very often. Good hearing you check in with me tonight. Tell Miss Giggles we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. I got another Echo Link station up. Let's try Echo Link stations again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello again, Gary. If you will check in, KA4. PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, speaking in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. Do be sure and tell Miss Joey hello from us, and good to hear you again so soon, Gary.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA. A, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. She's in there reading a book or something. I don't know what she's doing. Stephen, while I've got you, is the Greenwood Ham Fest still on for January?
That is affirmative. Gary, it still is on.
All righty, buddy. Well, I had a gentleman ask me about that yesterday. I told him I thought it was, but I wasn't sure. But I said, when I talk to Stephen again, I will find out. So I'll give him a call to let him know that it is still on for January. Thanks for letting me know there, buddy. Hope y'all are doing well. All righty, going back to the RF check-ins, any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Check-in, QO November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Chief and Seneca, negative and negative.
For DOS, please check in, K4AFT, that's Kilo 4, Alpha, Foxtrot Tango, Michael and Central, going to be negative and negative.
DOS, please check in and out, Kilo Mike 4, Alpha India Tango, KM4AIT, this is Vince, Ovenborn Springs, South Carolina. Thanks for calling in tonight, Gary, and hope you have a Merry Christmas. Tell Miss Joy say hello.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
U.S. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That's Mr. Keith down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And K4AFT, that's Mr. Michael. He's over in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. And KM4AIT, Mr. Vince over there in Bowling Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Vince. Good to hear you tonight. I hadn't heard you in a while. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod over there in the land of Oz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's move up now to the next group, to the Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Covering for me tonight, and I really appreciate that. And we'll talk to you on down the log.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick, he snuck out long enough to get on the radio and check in with us tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
W4FCM Corporation, Gary.
What was that, Fred?
Yeah, what W4FC, what's my son doing to put that thing in the duplex like he keeps on?
Understanding your question, Fred, you're going a little fast for me. Say it again.
I wonder what Jonathan is doing to keep putting that radio in the duplex like he does. What button is he hitting?
What button is he, Jonathan hitting? I don't know, Fred. I've called him and he hadn't returned my call, so I could get with him. I haven't sent him a text message, but if it's like my control head, it's He's probably hitting one of the microphone, I mean, not the microphone, the volume knobs. You got one for the main channel and one for the sub channel. He's probably pumping one of those, and if it's dual receive, and so he's probably bumped the UHF or the sub band board, and that's where it'll transmit, and that's probably what it is.
Very good. I won't keep you long. Thank you, Gary. I bet that's it, because if you push one button on one side, it goes to UHF, the other one goes to VHF. Screenshot is receiving on 440 and transmitting on 610. That's what it is. Okay. I'll sort it out in time. Thank you, Gary. Sorry to bother you with it. W4FCM.
Well, that's not a problem. Like I said, I called him, and on the number that I've got for him, and, left him a voicemail and haven't heard anything back. So, all he's got to do is give me a call. We'll get together and get it all straightened out. Let's see here. While I've got a break in the alphabet here, we'll go to the Echo Link. Got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I got an Echo Link station up. He says he's on an iPhone user. I'm not going to give you a call out until you check in with me, but if you do not have audio capabilities, shoot me a text message via Echo Link, and I'll get you checked in that way. Love to put you in the log tonight. Wanted to be in my log. He dropped out. Maybe he'll come back in a minute. Let's see here. We were in Echo Zoo Hotel, so we'll move up to the India through Lima group. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Wes, good. Hope you and Miss Joy are both well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Control. Whiskey 4, Hotel India. W4HI, name's Bruce, Bravo, Romeo Uniform, Charlie Echo, Seneca, no traffic, no messages.
AOS, can you please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan, Nashville. No traffic, no comment, thanks for holding the net.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. KF4KYI. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India. This is Tom, downtown Greenville. No traffic and no comment.
DOS. I4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table. I don't know what kind of radio he's using, but just by chance, if he's using 8900, there's a thing up in the right-hand corner that'll say MAIN, Main. And if he's using 8900, wherever that Main, it says up in the right-hand corner, it says Main on it. That's the side that's currently in the transmit position.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to W4IOE, Mr. Sid, up there at the top of the mountain in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W4HI, Mr. Bruce. He's down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bruce. Hope you're doing well. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan. He's up in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KF4KYI, Mr. Tom, he's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. You made number 50 on my log. So you won the door prize there, buddy. Appreciate you being here. And then we have KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, up there at Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. Hope you're doing well. And Andy, appreciate that information. He's got an ICOM. It's not the 8900 Yaesu. But I do appreciate that information. Andy, it's Rue Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. KB0, KBJ, Steve. Crow Lake, South Dakota, no traffic. I'll be here for comment.
And there would like to say good evening to KB0, KBJ, Mr. Scuba Steve up there in South Dakota. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Megan and all of the children we said hello. And we'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. All right, let's move up to the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
US. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm in the mobile tonight, MP buttons and workplace as always, Gary. 7:30 to you, Gary. Miss Joy and all the Nessie, negative and negative.
Say good evening, KO4NNH. Mr. Fred out there in the mobile tonight on his way to the workplace. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Sound like you got the group all to yourself for the time being. But you have a great evening at work if you can do such. And I hope you have a great evening and be careful on your way home in the morning. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
And never like to say good evening. KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up now to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Uniform Echo, KG4RUE. This is Gary. We're in Anderson. No comment, no traffic.
DOS, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo, Romeo Robert. I'll chew a little rag tonight, if we can, later on in permitted. 73.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4QLG. That's my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And KG4RUE, Mr. Gary. He's down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gary. Hope you're doing well. Sounding good on the side, being it, as always. And I also like to say good evening to KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down there somewhere around Joanna. And we'll find out when we get to talk to him in just a little bit. Be back to you in just a little bit, Robert. Appreciate you being here. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, where am I at? Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Got room for one more to squeeze in here. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4RO, Richard Gravel. Negative and negative.
We're DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening. K4ROW, Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. Richard, I'm not going to squeeze you in anywhere. If I have to, I'll open up a whole brand new page just for you.
Come in, and, you know, anytime you can there, young man, you know you're welcome. And you're never late till we close it out. Appreciate you being here. All righty, let's move up to the very patient group on a Sunday night, the Uniform Through Zulu. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Wes? Could please check in Kilo Mike 4, Uniform Delta Lima, KM4 UDL. This is Jack. I'm in Welford, South Carolina tonight. And I'll be negative. Negative. It was good to see you this past Saturday, Gary. Thank you for calling the net. 73.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KM4UDL. Master Jack over there in Welford. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. Congratulations. And I won't tell the people of what you upgraded to, but you can come back and let them know if you'd like. I heard your key to the mic, but I didn't hear anything there, Jack, if that was you.
M4UDL, hey, sorry about that, Gary. I stepped away for just a second. I thought I heard you might have mentioned something there. Anyways, yes, sir. I excited about upgrading to the extra class realm. Is definitely a blessing for sure to get that ticket. So I'm excited about it. Looking forward to exploring some more of the HF bands out there. So thank you very much, Gary, and being a part of that process, sir.
For DOS with KM4UDL/AE over here in Welford. Jack, you're more than welcome. We had a lot of fun, and glad you made it, and I hope you enjoy the hobby half as much as I do. If you do, you're going to have a blast. I appreciate you being here. Y'all take care over there. Do we have additional stations? Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, net in Brevard, no traffic, no comments on monitoring.
Ed would like to say good evening to WD8RON, Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. With most everybody, this is Captain of the Net. We're thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RagChute portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. First up on my RagChute list tonight is Mr. John, KN4RJN, up there in Brown Summit. Mr. John, have you been out in the cold looking up in the sky?
It is KN4RJN. I stepped out briefly, and yes, it is cold out there. If you want to go out and look at stars, I've got clear skies, which is why it's cold. And if Miss Anna is listening, I stepped out for just briefly after dinner just to see what the skies were looking like, and I caught a meteor just out of the corner of my eye. So there's still a little bit of the Geminides happening. There is another meteor shower on December 22nd, Thursday, the Ursiids coming out of Ursa Minor. And unfortunately, it peaks in the afternoon, so the best time to see it would be in the pre-dawn hours of that Thursday or just after sunset later that evening. You'll be able to catch a few. Right now, Jupiter is up. Saturn is just about set. Let's see here. Mars is up, by the way. Orion has poked his head up over the horizon. He's fairly high in the sky right now. To find Ursa Minor, that's the Little Dipper. And yeah, most people can find that. But if you can find Orion, go north of Orion, and you'll see the twins, Pollux and Castor, the Geminides. And then keep on going north. And right now, Ursa Minor is almost due north, fairly high above the horizon, and the meteors will appear to radiate out from that particular constellation, but you can see them just about anywhere in the sky. As far as any solar activity going on, let me break here for just a second. This is KN4RJN. Solar activity looks like we got a little bit of a chance here, about a 30% chance of a minor or moderate radio blackout for the next 3 days, about a 30% chance, and anything bigger than that, you got about a 10% chance, so shouldn't have any problems there. Solar radiation, unless you're in the ISS and doing a spacewalk, you shouldn't have any problems there. And that's about it for what's going on in the with the sun. As far as anything else, like I said, we got a new moon at the Urseids. Should be able, at least we will have a, if we have clear skies, there'll be very little moon, because the new moon is actually the next day on Friday. So either pre-dawn hours of Thursday or right after sunset on Thursday night, you might be able to catch a few looking at that if you got clear skies. So get a a lawn chair or a blanket to lay on the ground with, and a blanket to put over the top of you, and your favorite warm beverage, and dress warmly and go out and watch the show.
John, I appreciate you keeping up with all of that. It's really fascinating to me. It's a little too cold out there for me tonight. According to my outside thermometer, is 34. I've got two outside ones, and that one's on the back porch, so that one's probably a little warm, but it's a little cool out there. But it is clear. I'm telling you, it is just beautiful. Time to go out and look up into the sky. I go out there with Joy, and she'll tell me this one's what this and this one's that. I know a few of them, but I'm not well versed with it as she is. But we have a good time doing that. According to the weather forecasters in this area, you know, we're supposed to get some kind of nasty weather coming about Thursday. So if that happens, I don't believe we'll be able to see much as far as that goes. We'll take it if it comes, and if it don't come, it'll be all right too. I'm glad that there's not a whole lot of solar storms and stuff that's going to be affecting us here on the Earth instead of up in the atmosphere up there with the astronauts on the ISS, and hopefully they won't go out and get into any trouble as far as the radiation and that sort of stuff goes.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, I just checked my phone. It's 29 degrees out there right now, which is a little bit below my body temperature. Thank you very much. And looks like Thursday we've got about an 80% chance of rain. So yeah, it's the Urseids. I'm probably not going to see a whole lot of that either early morning, or because it's going to be cloudy Wednesday, and then the clouds move in, and it looks like we're going to get some rain Thursday and Friday. So yeah, probably not going to see a whole lot. But anybody else that's listening out there in California or South Dakota or wherever else, if you have clear skies and it's not too terrible cold, go out and enjoy the show. Other than that, that's all I've got, Gary. So I'll say 73s and back on out of here. You have a good evening. Say hi to Joy for me. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
All righty, Mr. John. Well, you take care up there. If you go outside, wrap up warmly. And you might want to put something in that warm beverage, you know, make it a little warmer. But anyway, take your telescope out there and enjoy the clear skies if you so choose. If not, stay in the house where it's nice and warm. Appreciate you being with us, John. You take care. Have a great evening, what's left of it, and a wonderful week coming up. Thanks for talking with us, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. NKF4. down here in Honey Pad. Text in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KF4NXY. That's Mr. David and his sweet bride, AF4SX, Miss Marie. They're down there in Honeypath, Possum Kingdom. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Next up on the Rag Chew list is Mr. Steve up there in South Dakota, KB0KBJ. And, Steve, what is the weather doing up your way?
Good evening, Gary. Not KB0, KBJ here. It's just cool. Zero, currently. Might have got to five today. Woke up to 7 below this morning. And supposed to get to 9 below tonight. We've been under, let's see, since Tuesday of last week, we started off with an ice storm warning. So we had 2 days of rainy sleet stuff, which finally turned to snow. Well, that was the winter storm warning. We got 6 to 8 inches of snow, roughly. Can't tell when it blows everywhere. I got snowbanks that have been pushed up. Probably about 6 feet tall, somewhere like that. Just to clear out the place where I park. And, we start up ice storm warning, winter weather warning, blizzard warning, and that quit, yesterday at about, 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock or something. And then, now we got a wind chill watch. It's already posted. They posted 10 o'clock this morning, but don't kick in till Tuesday. So they're pretty confident in that, I guess. And basically the temperature is not going to rise above zero. Probably from Monday, Tuesday might get barely above zero. Not that it matters much anyhow. We're not getting like a lot if we do. But anyhow, from somewhere around Tuesday till the end of the week, we'll be below zero. Highs and lows. Some Thursday night could be with chilly, 20 below. So don't know how much I'll be doing. If it's windy, especially, might get 45 below wind chill. I don't know how much stargazing we'll do then. I put an app on my tablet, and I can just stare at the stars from inside the house. I noticed that between Mars and Jupiter, I guess Uranus is there. I don't know. I've never seen them two planets. Uranus, Neptune, of course not Pluto. I don't even know if they're visible with the eyeball or a weak telescope, because I don't have anything better than roughly a pair of binoculars. I have seen the moons on Jupiter with binoculars. The four big moons around Jupiter with binoculars. But that's been about as extensive as I've ever seen. Or as in detail, I should say. So that's kind of the whole scoop there, Gary, as far as weather goes. Over.
Steve, it being high of 5 today, that you got up to about 5, that is not warm. That's cold to me. And it being 20 below in a day or so, that's even worse. I've talked with you before, I've been into some of that 20 and 30 below weather, and I don't like it. I get out long enough to stick a nozzle in a fuel tank and jump back in the truck. And other than that, I'm not going out in it. But I guess if I were, if I lived in it, it wouldn't be quite as bad. I'd get a little more acclimated to it. I guess as far as that goes, I think you said it was about zero up there now. Yeah, but that's a little chilly. That's
That's about 30 degrees or 29, 30 degrees less than it is here. And it's cold enough here. But enough about that and the cold. And I'm going to say something. Did you push the snow up to the snow banks either that are 5 or 6 feet tall? Or did the people I can't think of the name of the town you live in now. Anyway, the folks in the town, did they do the snow removal, so to speak, and just pile it up, or did you do that?
No, the plow, they did go down the roads, one of the streets here in Clear Lake, and they probably built up to about a foot of snowbank on the sides of the streets there. But I don't like to, because I don't really have a proper driveway. I have more or less parallel a park in my place here, and just off the road. But so they end up pushing a big berm up right next to my vehicles. So I clean out the whole backyard, and I park my cars on the lawn, and it's frozen solid, you know, just like the streets and. Everything's got a layer of snow on it now. Unless you're talking one main highway, two main highways through town, which they salt. Otherwise, all the streets are snow-packed, so it's not any different. My neighbor, he did it. My snowblower I bought for $150 a few years back died. And I'm like, it isn't worth it just to do this. If he wants to do it, and he won't take any money for it. So I'm like, well, I don't know. Give him a pie for Christmas or something. But he's a good guy. He pushes it up with his skid steer. So, that's how that gets moved. So we got, you know, you got temperatures, and that's all great and data-wise, but here's how it affects things. So the ice is not frozen off the trees or limbs or anything, or melted off, I should say. So it's still hanging on the trees, and the branches are all bent down. It looks kind of pretty at sunset. Everything in kind of a glittery cast. It's been cold, of course. Streets are snow-packed. What other interesting things? Seen some sun dogs the other day, or last night when the sun set. Either side of the sun, you could see a sun dog. Sometimes you'll see a car coming down the road off in the distance, and there'll be a pillar of light shooting up way up in the air from their headlights. You see, you know, 4 or 5 miles away, and kind of got that's ice crystals floating in the air, you know, or snow being blown around. So, yeah, those are some of the kind of the interesting things that you run into. I got snow on my vehicle. Well, the dark-colored tinted glass on vehicles, you park it in the sun. It was sunny today. And actually, the snow does melt, even at the temperatures we have. So it'll run down, and it'll freeze on your windshield wipers and just freeze your windshield wipers. Or your windows, you can't roll your windows up or down. It'll stay there. So it's a constant battle to do that. Indoor garage is nice, which I don't have. But, it will melt that stuff slowly. So, but you still try to knock it off. But once the sun can reach the tin of glass, it's nice, you know. Dark colored vehicles are nice in this weather. Melts it off quick. The other day, we were over a fellow's house. He was trying to get in his house. The snow had blew into his lock. He couldn't get his key in there. It was frozen. So, we didn't have a torch to thaw it out either. So, I don't know, I guess he unscrewed some plywood off the window or something and crawled in. He's building the place. So, that's a scoop there. Not much else going on. Yeah, staying pretty much inside with this kind of weather. We did go out last night, went around town, a lot of people in town, as they were just kind of getting out from being snowbound and stuck with all this nasty weather all week, as finally the first nice day, and, you know, where you didn't have winds and visibility and, you know, cold, that don't have to stop you, but the rest can kind of impede the old driving situation. Over.
Oh, my. Well, I'm glad your neighbor has got a skid steer that he can push the snow around for the both of you. And, sorry that he won't take anything for it, but he's just being neighborly. That's always good. But, yes, I can understand that the ice would not, well, it would melt on at low temperatures with the sun directly on it. Even though the temperature is down there, the sun is still kind of warm regardless, or at least it kind of feels that way to me. So I can understand how that would work. But, you know, if it didn't, you know, it'd just keep piling up, and they'd have to wait till they got, you know, well above freezing if it didn't melt when the sun got out on it. And I'm sure your yard is probably frozen and probably as hard as the road out in front of your house with the temperatures that you're having. You were talking about seeing the moons around Jupiter with a set of binoculars. Those must have been some pretty good binoculars. They're not the little cheap ones like I got.
Yeah. Well, talking about going back to the melting, that's like it's melting on the tinted window glass, you know. You knock the snow off so the sun can hit the glass, even if there's ice in the way, it'll melt. So, but I got a foot of snow on top of one of my vehicles. I don't think I'm going to knock it off. It won't blow off. It seems to be pretty solid. It's got a luggage rack business up there, probably anchoring it down too. So I might just see how long that lasts, you know. So, yeah, no, the binoculars, they were nothing terribly special. I don't think they were good quality. I mean, we're not talking totally top end, but 7x35, just your normal good quality. Not cheapos, but yeah, pretty much average binoculars. Yeah, the thing is, you got to hold them really steady, and it helps to know what to look for. There's a website I've used, and I can't recall it off the top of my head, but it gives you the positions of the moons around Jupiter, so you kind of know what to look for, and there's been little brighter spots, and you got to hold the binoculars steady. I can't hold them by my hand. I got to rest them on a vehicle or something, you know, and that's the way I was able to do that.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KB0KBJ, Mr. Steve up in South Dakota. Let the man on the mountain have his say there for a minute. But that's really interesting, Steve. I've got some, I don't know what power those binoculars are, but they're not El Cheapos, but they're not high magnification. I've got a rifle scope that's got more power, you know. It goes up to a 9 power, and I think the binoculars are like a 5 or something of that nature. But anyway, I'll have to go out there and check that out one of these days. But it's going to have to warm up a little bit for me to get out there and just sit out there and look at the stars, no doubt. But I would be interested in finding out how long that snow would last on top of your vehicle, as long as you didn't drive it. You know, if you left it parked all the time and didn't drive it down the road, if you drove down the road, the wind can blow it off and that sort of thing, unless it's just a solid block. And unless it's going to dent your roof or your hood or something, it would be interesting to see how long that would last. If it would last a month or 2 months or whatever.
Yeah. It's going to definitely last 2 weeks. and I don't drive this vehicle particularly a lot, so, but I ain't going to stop driving it just to see how long it lasts. I got plenty of other test subjects that won't move that I can tell you about. How long the snow will last or not last on them. I found this website about where Jupiter's moons are. So I just Googled Jupiter's moons, I think, and skyandtelescope.org is what it was. Shows the current position of them. So we got Io up to the left. I gotta get my glasses. I've been using reading glasses now. Io to the left of the moon, or Jupiter. Ganymede to the right. Callisto far right. And it must be Europa is either right in front or right behind. But that's the scoop where the... I mean, it's really zip around in short order. You can play this thing. Let's see. I'll jump it ahead by an hour. Oh, in an hour, the bright red spot comes cruising around the edge, it looks like. And in 3 hours, it's gone. Yeah, Jupiter revolves about once every 10 hours. So it's really whipping around there. And in the whole day, it's all different, mixed up. Like Ganymede, which is to the far right. I don't know how far Ganymede is from Jupiter, but it's the one of the furthest out ones, I think. Yeah, it looks like it in Callisto. Anyhow, it seems to rip around Jupiter in like 5-6 days or something. So, and they're just whizzing around out there. It's amazing how they don't just go zipping off. But I guess it's a pretty big planet. Got a lot of suck to it, you know?
Oh, me, I would imagine so. Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty good size. I don't know. But that's amazing. I'll have to Google that when I get off the net. I got the computer tied up with the Echo Link screen and this other screen up here right now, so I could minimize that or, you know, just click on it and go over the top of it, but I'm afraid I'd lose all my stuff as I got up there. I don't want to do that. But that's amazing. I'll have to check that out.
That's got other interesting stuff. Basic data about Jupiter for telescopic observers. Its distance from us is 4.8 astronomical units, which is the distance from the Sun to the Earth, 97 million miles times 4.8. So far away it is from us right now. So here's something to think about. I'll leave you with this, and then you can move on, Gary. So that's 4.8 astronomical units, and say the Sun is just for good measuring purposes is directly behind us, so 4.8 times 2 plus 1 is, add all that up, times 7, or 97 million miles, or 93. And that's how far away the sunlight that you see bouncing off of Jupiter has to go. All the way to Jupiter and then come all the way back to your eyeball as you look at it. I think I did the math on it once, and it's something like, what is it, 15 or 11 minutes or something like that. Even as fast as sunlight does, or light does go. So if the sun were to blink out, you'd still see Jupiter for that long. All right, have a good one, Gary. KI4DOS the net, KB0KBJ.
Okay, Steve, tell Megan and all her children we said hello. Take care of that beautiful son of yours, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it as always, here, young man. We'll do it again. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, please check in 0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Gary, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And, Tom, I don't know if your ears were burning earlier or not, but I was...